Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The supply chain delivering goods from manufacturers to retailers was interrupted when this pandemic hit. And even though Chinese factories have reopened, as we hear from KYW's Kim Glovis, the problem still exists.
China is called the world's marketplace because so much is made there. But those factories reopened months ago, and the supply chain is still forcing delays in many products. Dr. Subodh Kumar is a professor of marketing and supply chain management at Temple University's Fox School of Business. He says countries like Mexico, India, and Brazil also contribute products, which are now hard to get because they are experiencing shutdowns. And in the U.S.,
a lot of factories still are not operating at full capacity because of people get sick, or sometimes the truckers have to stop down their businesses because drivers are not available and so on.
Kumar says as a result, consumers are getting more flexible about what they will buy, but he adds they are also panic buying.
They're buying more just on the fear, what if I don't get to have something?
Kumar says the average consumer is spending $190 a week on groceries, up 17% from pre-pandemic. And he says the situation is not going to change anytime soon. He predicts the disruption will remain for 3 to 4 months. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.